This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul says they're experiencing record levels of calls for help. Volunteers from the charity looked after 1,400 families every month in Cork last year, with up to 5,000 families being looked after in the pre-Christmas period. The charity says as a result of the rise in numbers seeking help, they're looking to rebuild their volunteer base in the city area. SVP says the last number of years have been a real challenge for volunteer-based organisations, and COVID-19 restrictions have taken their toll on membership numbers. The charity says volunteers help to bring hope and support to people going through tough times. Speaking to Red FM News, Kate Durrant from SVP says with the housing crisis at the forefront of people's minds, the charity works to help keep people in their homes through financial assistance and support.
The big thing with Vincent de Paul is trying to keep people in their home before they fall into the trap of homelessness, before things go too far. I mean, we all dread losing our home. There's nothing worse. So we will work very hard with families to make sure that doesn't happen. You know, once people can stop trying to ignore our problems, and we all do that, it's a human response. When something's too big, we tend to push it to one side. Don't, please don't. Pick up the phone. Contact Vincent de Paul either by email or by phone. You can find us very easily online, and we will be there and we will walk with you through it.
If you'd like to help, you can click on svpcork.ie or attend the opening evening at UCC at the Aula Maxima at 7:30 on Monday evening. A Cork TD has raised concerns in the Dáil that a residential adolescent mental health facility in the city will have just over half the staff it needs in the coming weeks. Aislinn is a 16-bed centre for 13 to 17-year-olds on the grounds of Besborough and is the only unit of its kind in the southern region. Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould says he's been told that the centre is due to lose a significant number of staff in the coming weeks and has raised concern that beds may have to be closed as a result. He also said that 276 children in Cork and Kerry have been waiting over 12 months for treatment, and that he obtained figures which show that no CAMHS team in the region is fully staffed. Speaking in the Dáil, Thomas Gould is calling for clarity over what will happen at Aislinn when the staff leave.
In the next 2 weeks, the staffing levels will be only 58% of what they should be at. Some of the staff are going to Australia because they will be better paid, better treated, and be able to have access to housing. And this goes to the whole number of staff retention that my colleague David Cullen touched on. You're completely failing in every access. This is the reality faced by children and adolescents in mental health. Minister, the staff, the children and their parents need to know what's happening now in Aislinn.
The CEO of CoAction West Cork has resigned from her post. Gubnish Ní Cruaillí submitted a letter of resignation to the chair of the Board of Trustees on Tuesday. The former CEO said issues with staff recruitment and retention and the growing pay gap and poorer terms and conditions of CoAction staff compared to Section 38 and HSE staff continued to be a challenge for the service. Parents of children attending the disability service in Bantry staged several protests outside the purpose-built centre to oppose plans to convert it into a residential unit for adults. The plan was dropped after six trustees stepped down last month.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Starting with football, Everton are closing in on the appointment of Sean Dyche as their new manager to replace Frank Lampard. According to reporter Fabrizio Romano, discussions are at the final stages, with details now being agreed on the contract, which may run until June 2025. The weekend's FA Cup fourth round action begins tonight with the meeting of the top two sides in the Premier League. Manchester City host Arsenal at the Etihad Stadium from 8 p.m. City boss Pep Guardiola will meet his former assistant Mikel Arteta on the sideline, and Guardiola is not surprised Arteta took the chance to manage Arsenal.
For the fact he played there, was a captain there, and he loved the club. I remember that when we were together here, when we scored a lot of goals with our opponents, always he jumped and celebrated, except one team. In one team, every time I scored a goal, I jumped, come back, he was sitting there. It was Arsenal.
In tennis, nine-time champion Novak Djokovic has booked his place in the Australian Open men's singles final. He overcame Tommy Paul in straight sets. The Serb will face first-time finalist Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece. The third seed overcame Russian Karen Khachanov in four sets in Melbourne. In rugby, Ulster face the DHL Stormers in the United Rugby Championship this evening. That's underway at 7.35 at the Kingspan Stadium. Meanwhile, World Rugby Vice Chairperson Bernard Laporte has resigned as President of the French Rugby Federation. In December, he was handed a two-year suspended prison sentence and a €75,000 fine for corruption. Finally, in golf, Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed, who were involved in a public spat this week, are both two shots off the lead at the weather-delayed Dubai Desert Classic. The pair are six under par after rounds of 66 yesterday. Louis De Jager of South Africa is out in front. He's eight under par after 13 holes of his first round. Tom McKibben is two over with Padraig Harrington, nine over par. They are in the clubhouse. Shane Lowry is one under, playing the last of his opening round. I'm Aidan, and that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.